We are on Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the Gemara in more or less the middle of the Amid. Ahu Kizayse Tarbe the Nafal Bidikula de Bisra. There was a Zayis of Chaylev that fell into a Dikula de Bisra. Sava Rav Ashi l'shiyurei b'may de bola dikula. Rav Ashi wanted it to be mishaya, to be mashlim the shir heter with the bliya of heter that was nivla in the dikula. Omri lei rabono le Rav Ashi otu de teire bola di sura lei bola. Who tells you that is only heter in the doifnei hadikulem could be there is iser also. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says bidikulo kolachas. That means a pot that's cooking. Sova Rav Ashi l'shiyurei hetero. To be Mishayel the Heter, Uli Sufei Alo Mashe Bolo Kedero. He wanted to be Mishayel the Heter and to add on to the Heter that which was Nivla in the Daifnei Hadikulo. Kedela Vatala Seisa, to be Mavatal the Isa. Vaisa Hoya Mishayel Kemoishu Bolo Foneinu Mitsumakas. The Isser was Mishaya the way it was now. And the way it was now, we did not have Shishim of Heter Kenegdei. But if we will be Mishaya, that was in the Daifnei Adikulo, so then we'll have Shishim to be Mevatel, the Isser, the way it is now. Rabbonon Talmidim, the surah leibola bitmiya afa iser nitztamek. The iser was larger before, and could be before. Well, later we'll see how the ritva says pshat in the sugya, but could be the iser was larger before, and you didn't have shishim before, and now that it shrunk, you still don't have shishim. So now you want to be Mishaya, you want to make shishim connected the Isser now, and you're going to be mashlim the shishim of Heter, which that which was nivla v'doifnei hadikule. So they told him, afa Isser nitztamek. The Isser also shrunk, and the bliya of the Isser also went into the doifnei hakeli. When it fell into the keli, the Issa was larger. We're Mishaya the way we see it now, and if we see it now, there's no shishim, so there's no shishim. Don't tell me a cheshbon that, well, there is shishim because I'll be Mishaya, that what the Dikula was by Leia, so I have Shishim of Heta Keneged the Isser now. So he told him, it could be there's in the Daifnei Adikula Isser also that was Nivla. So who is telling you that when you'll be Mitzarev, the Bli of the Daifnei Kei, you'll have Shishim? So who says you'll have Shishim? Isura Nami Bola. Gonna come back to explain the Shakla V'tai, but first let us see Taisvis. The Nafal Bidikula de Bisra. Ba'oroch Chibroi Bahadi Hi Naima Bidikula Shofil. There's a Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin speaking about a woman that is lazy, she sleeps a lot. And she used to have a sal, a basket on her head, and in the basket she used to put in all that she used to sew. She used to fill up the basket, but she sleeps a lot, so she has the level of products in the basket is very low. That means if she doesn't do anything, so there's nothing to put into the basket. Bekitzer, so we see from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Dikula, she didn't have a boiling pot on top of her head. She had a basket on top of her head. So we see Dikula, Perish, Kalsa. It means a basket. So Nafal b'Dikula de Bisre means that the Kesayis of Talbe fell b'Dikula de Bisre. So you have to understand what happened over here. So, because of Bichuvis Hagoinim, Dachi Koma, Nafal Liyoyra Gedoyla, Sheyesh Boshir Dikula. That means as follows. The Gemara wants to say how much, there was a big pot. How much meat was there in the pot? The size of a sal of meat. That means there was a standard size of a Dikula de Bisre. There was a standard, you bought a basket of meat. It was X amount of meat. So Memele, so the Tanna is telling us this Kizayis of Chalev fell into the pot, the boiling pot, and how much meat was in the pot? And the Kula, the Bisque. Fine. So Memele, so we accomplished that the Kula means a basket, which it means B'chala Shas, the Kula means a basket, and the Gemara also makes sense. We're talking about it fell into a pot, but we're just saying how much meat there was in the pot. There was a dikula de bisra. Shesh bo shir dikula. There was a shir of meat that fits into a basket. The koshe, so Taisvis asks, if that's pshat in the Gemara, given the lav le dikula nofal, that means the chaylev did not fall into the dikula. The chela fell into the pot. The Tanna is just telling us how much meat was there, the amount of meat that fits into a basket. So it didn't fall into a basket. It's my komar sova rav ashi lishiyure b'may de bolo dikula. He wanted to be mishai b'may de bolo dikula. The basket wasn't belay anything. The pot wasn't belaya. He just said how much meat there was. The amount of meat there was in the pot. Shir dikula. That was the amount of meat, but nothing was cooked in the basket. It was cooked in the pot. So Mamela said, what's pshat in the Gemara? The lush in the Gemara is very shver. Ubekuntres perish dikula kalachas. Rashi says dikula means a pot. The kalachas ukli shemevashlim babosa. How do we know that kalachas is a klish mevashlim bo? Ki da oma ba moiches asvine, kol shloishim yoim mahapach lahem gehenim, ki bosa be kalachas. It's speaking about the blue, the koirach vadosoi. So every 30 days, the gehenim is mahapach them like meat in a pot. So we see a kalachas zichar, a pot that you cook meat in. So now we know what the Taitz Kalachas is, but how did Rashi, but the Gemara says we're speaking about a Dikula. How does a Dikula become a Kalachas? That's the problem. Be'evshe de korilei Dikula. Maybe a pot is called Dikula. Mishum horisichois sha'oilois besoichoi shenikroim Dikula. It could be the bubbling action that when water boils, the bubbling action, the boiling bubbles are called dikule. So that's why the pot is called dikula, because it has water that is bubbling there. Ki da omer bepere kosho. Omer Rav Yosef, lelech let inish tarti chiti bahade yadodi. He says, Rav Yosef said, like this, if a person will scald chitim, he puts it into boiling water, they'll never become chometz. So the scalding process takes away the koyach achimetz. So Rav Yosef said, Loilichlet inish tarti chiti bahadi yadodi, you should not scald two chitim together in one pot. Why? Dilme ozel chode, maybe one of the chitim will go be Yosef b'tziraya de chavoto. One of the chitim will rest in the crack. Chitim have a crack in them. So it could be one of the chitim will rest in the crack of the second chita. So come out that there's one area in the, of the chita that is not exposed to the bubbling water because it's sitting in the crack of the second chita. So memela, so that's why you shouldn't scold chitim two together. The kikamat is kilka, but al kaponim we see from the Gemara that the bubbling water is called dikule. So memela could be that's why a pot is called dikule. Fine. Now I'd like to mention two ritves that the Ritva, yesterday we mentioned Aran, but I'd like to mention the Ritva. The Ritva has two Mahalchim, why Rashi changed the Taich of Dikula, and our Gemara, I mean all over when Chazal speak about Dikula, it means a Isal, it means a basket. So why did Rashi say that here it means a pot. Mi hevir l'Rashi z'alaforish bekan de kulei kalachas shchei b'chol ha-talmud loshen sal, and it's called a sal because it's made out of charoye shel dekel. That's the kulei. It's a sal that's made of charoye shel dekel. So Memela, so he says two terutz, and one terutz we mentioned yesterday, and then he says another terutz. V'yesh aimrim, shechichay l'rashi zal loimakei. Now, let's just say, there's another mahalach in the Gemara, which Tosfos did not bring down. And there's a mahalach in the Gemara that was speaking about taka asal. And we're speaking about that a person made melicha. In the sal, there was a kezayis of chaylev that fell into a sal of vosa. And we have a klal meliach kireiseach. So pshat is that I'm, so that the nimlach together, so it's just like resiche. And let's make things interesting. And we had that by resiach the tzli. We had by tzli that chaylev is mefafeya. So it goes to the whole thing. So here with this meliche, it was also mafafeya, the chaylev is mafafeya and all the bosa. So memela was nice and tam and all the bosa. And again, we had a problem that wasn't shishim, so we wanted to be mishaya. We have already the daifnei hadikule. Can you, that was the shaklavataya. Can you mitzaref the blia of the daifnei hadikule? That was the shali. Could be mitzaref, can be mitzaref. Right, that was the sugi. So there's a way to learn our sugya, and dikula will mean what it means, b'chol hashas, it means a sal. Rashi, bedavke, did not want to learn like this. So now the Ritva asks, what forced Rashi to say that here, agamara dikula means a pot? So he has here two mahalchim. V'yesh aimrim, Shechicha l'Rashi zal loimakei, mishum de svir le de hilchas ikerab Yehuda. This we mentioned yesterday. The Omar min b'minoi le'boto. Rashi passed, we had a Tosfos that Rashi sheet is that passes like a Yehuda. V'machele v'zen nofal b'sal shal meliche, she'ein b'y roite, arei chele v'imaboso min b'minoi. It's min b'minoi. V'im kein, So what's the shaila? What's the shishim? There wasn't shishim. You want to be mitzvah? I got news for you. It's mean the mean is the elephant bottle. So what's the whole shakl matay over here? That was the problem that Rashi had. So therefore Rashi said, we're not talking about a sal that you made meliche chayle with bosa, because then it's min b'mina. It's osa, there's nothing what to talk about. There can be shishim, there can be meya. Min b'mina is osa filabela. So therefore Rashi says, Al Kochach HaGemara, speaking about Ela B'yoyre, Sheyesh Bo Reutev. Now if you have a pot, so you cook with water already, I mean you're cooking. Ima de choshiv, ima chelev, min b'sheine minoi. V'silek es minoi kemisha einoi, v'sheine minoi rabba olom amavatloi. So you have, so even though the minoi, the boso, can't be mevatalit, but the reitiv can be mevatalit, so the reitiv will be mevatalit. So memela, so that's why Rashi had to say it's speaking about a pot, because Rashi, what, it seems that it was shaykh that the hetashim and mevatal the issa, if it's only chaylev and boso, Rashi held its mean, but minishim, nothing but to be mevatal. So Rashi made a soup out of it, and there's reitiv. Now you have min b'sheinim, meaning now you have already, so it becomes bottle, and the ain't a minay. One mahalach. This is Rashi l'shitosai that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Va'oid yeshloima, a second mahalach, he says two mahalachim. The Sphira Leila Moronzal, Bar Yidei Meliche, Kimin Shein Bay Reutev, Ein Shum Issa Mizbatel Besamach Afilu L'Rabona. So Lecheri means to say, it's not Mispashet Bekuloi, but this Meliche, it won't be Mispashet Bekuloi, so you can have stomach over here. That means if you have a pot and it's bubbling and you have the water going, so the water is bringing the bliya all over. So mamela, so I can have shishim. So I have everything is mitzurif to be mevatel deisa. But if you made meliche, kimen she'ein bay reite ve'ein bay niyah ve'kisa ein shemisim is batel besamach afilah baso. What's it become bottle to? You don't have it, so the chaylev is next to a piece of meat, that becomes also and finished, and the rest of the meat becomes a mitzurim. Some are mele, and here you have a whole shakl b'taya, you had shishim, you didn't have shishim. Some are mele, that's the second reason why Rashi said, we're speaking about a pot, with chayte, and shalom ha'yisra. Right? That's one ritve, that's what, so from this ritve we have al kaponim one yisod, which is very much negaya to us, that Rashi held, and I'd like to repeat, Rashi held is a machlekes, a poiskim in this, the Mechaba Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, Chelev and Bosos min b'she'ein eminoi, that's what the Mechaba Paskins, but Al Kaponim, and Rashi held, the Goyim Paskins like this, that Chelev and Bosos min b'minoi. Fine, that's when you say, and Memele, That's Yisoid number Aleph. Now, what was the Shakla Vitaya of the Sugyobiya? So Al Kaponim, now we have a pot that's cooking and you don't have Shishim and Ravashi wanted to be Mitzarif. Ravashi wanted to be Mitzarif the Doifen and they told him Kishem Shetera Bola, Suranami Bola. What was the story over here and what was the Shakla Vitaya? So there's another ritva, a mere de ke ritva. Perish Rashi zal, shoye toile lahokil, lishaya besamach, mai de bola de kule, he wanted it, the pot was beileya, from the etek, de levata isa, bohoya mishair isa ke moishu achshav, he took the isa the way it is now, and he said, this is the way it is now, so I have what the heter plus the bliya and the pot, that will make shishim to be mevatel the issa. And they told him, Abid, why do you look at the issa the way it is now? Look the way the issa was before. And just like the heter was nivla in the doifin, so the issa was also nivla in the doifin. That's the story. Utmiya milse. Fragt der Ritwe, heich to Ravashi boze. I mean, heich itaisi, you should say there's only heter in the doif and the narisa in the doif. How did he make such a mistake? So the Ritva says Pshat in Asugye, and that's when we'll see two Meirdike Chedush. Ochen Yesh Loima, Daha Dahoche Leinoida Shiurei Shal Chelev Kama Hoya Betchilas Nefilosai. We didn't know how much Chelev there was. So Kan Shaleben, what do you mean you didn't know how much chelev it says? A kizayis the talba was a kizayis of chelev. So the Ritva says later, kizayis could mean around the zayis, could be a little less, could be a little more. They didn't know. She says, even though most of the times in Shas, kizayis means a kizayis, but here we learn pshat in the Gemara, and that's buchach l'chayre. Kizayis means it was more or less the size of a zayis, could be a little less, could be a little more. Now, let's make it interesting. But we don't know what it was. We don't know what it was. Now, so facts of life are as follows. If it was less than a zayis, then we'll take care of it. It was less than a zayis, and now it's also less than a zayis, so we can make shishim from that what's in the pot and in the doifen in Shalomai Yisrael. If it was more than a zayis, then it's bitter. So then you didn't have shishim then, you don't have shishim now, and you're talking about the bli and the daif, and there's bli of Yisrael also. And we don't know what it was. Kizayis! What's kizayis? Fine. Let's go a little further. Umishum. The shishim shiyure derabononu. So this whole shishim is a shir derabonon. The midiraisa chad betrei botul. Minatoyre chad betrei botul. Hoyemekel ravashi leshar oisoi kishas mitziyusoi. Kiven shaloi sho shom harbe. Aval horoitim shebegdeire shenoida betchila shiyure viyodano vada shenitztamek. Have a Meshai Kedemikore, period. Fine. So, what does the Ritva say? So, that's when the Ritva say, Gamoyre de Kizach, and this Ritva is a Shaykhis with the Ritva before. The Ritva says, number one, that Minatoyre, you don't need Shishim. Why don't you need Shishim? Mishum de Shishim Shiyura de Rabonanu, so what does he mean? So that's him, he's going what he said before. Chaylev and Bosar is min b'minoi. Min b'minoi, minatayr is batul b'roik. It's not nois in tam. You're not malgish the tam. So minatayr is batul b'roik. Midarabonon, they said you need shishim gzeira oto einoi minoi. This is not the rabonon that you did. Minatayr, min b'minoi is batul b'roik. It's multiple life. It's not malgish the tam, and it's right. Mean b'sheine minay, I'm malgish the tam. So my meal was past right. You taste the isser, there's no din bittel. I taste the isser, there's no din bittel. But mean b'minay, I don't taste the isser. So mean b'minay, I don't taste the isser. So minatayr is bottle b'roy. The rabbonon say you need shishim by mean b'minay, but minatayr is bottle b'roy. What? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was mean, that's a Xeris HaKosov. Rabbi Yehuda was mean, but mean a loy bottom. But the us that we're chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that's, it seems that Rashi is not going here the way in the Rashi said we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going now that we're going for Kert. I mean, that's how we pass on. So mean, but mean is, for Kert is kill. Mean, but mean is bottle beloy. Mean, with a rabbon on you need shish. Now, I don't know if I have shishim. That means I don't know with this kizayis tarbo that fell in, was it less than a zayis? Was it more than a zayis? Could very well be it was less than a zayis, and lemaise, the zayis, the less than a zayis did not change. The rate of change, and it went into the went into the Dauphin, so the Meile Sotaket. Or could be not. Could be Taka, it was more than his eyes, and could be Taka on Nefshish. But this whole Shishim is a Sofik in Adarabonon, Shemishamayim. The whole thing is a sofik de rabbonon. Did I have shishim or didn't I have shishim? I don't know. I don't know what fell in. I can assume that I did have shishim. Perhaps it's more shchir that the reitev is nivla than the tarbe is nivla. Yeah. Yeah, so as he says, so, oya meikol ravashi l'sha reise b'shas mitziyose, kimen shlo isho shom harbe, the tarbe wasn't there too long, abel reitev shebegdere shenoidei, v'kad that he knew clear, v'kad he says, afilo nochmel, he knew clear there was more reitev b'shas nefila than now. That's for sure. That is ich knew clear, there was more reitev than there is now. So the reitev he zicher knew was nivla and the doifen akdeire. The tarbe, he didn't know. He didn't know. Was there more? Was there less? He didn't know. Fine. So since min atoire it's bottle, and it's only at the rabbonon, she was meikel. So Ravashi was meikel. That's Pshat the Gemara. Beautiful. Ravashi was meikel. The Sofik never Rabon. Va'omru le'Rabon le'Ravashi de'hoche Avo gav the Sofiko, even at the Sofik le'in izalzul b'shir the Rabon. Don't be so meikel. V'kimin she'derach ha'chelev ha'nefel b'kdeire le'itztamek, the chelev could also gotten smaller. Chashinin emin itztamek. The Gambish has to be like a summer with the coolest of Wessel. Fine. This is what the Ritva says. A beautiful Pshat in the Gemara. It's a beautiful Pshat in the Gemara. L'davoini, I had two Ha'ores on this Ritva. One Ha'ore, maybe nicely, maybe the lotion of the Ritva, it's not too gefellig. Laloche in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, if you have min b'minoi, and then it spilled out, and I don't know, the suffix samach b'min b'minayim were meikel take. I don't know if there was shishim or not. Now some it spilled out. I can't be mishaya now. It's a suffix samach were meikel al suffix the rabbanu l'kula. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like this. So l'chayre, so I mean the way the Ritva says that was Ravashi svar and the rabbanu told him you shouldn't be mezalzel b'shiyure the rabbanu. So one hour I had on the Ritva, but perhaps I see now, perhaps the Ritva makes a knetch. The Ritva says that the Omre Labon Ravashi the Hoche Afal Gav the Sofek Ulein Zalzel Bishir the Rabbonon, the Kivin Shederach Achelef Hanoipel Bekdera Lehitstamek. Chayshinin shemen itztamik v'gam b'shas nafilo lehoi yisamach. It's a, the shteiger is it is nitztamik. So memele, it's worse than the case in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch can be the cases, it's a safik darabona, a safik darabona it could be meikel. Here you have no right to say that the chaylev was not nitztamik. He said it was only cooking a little bit, the reitav eino v'zicher nivla, maybe I can assume that the chaylev was not nitztamek, since it's a darabonan. So the rabbonan told them, no, the chaylev is also mitztamek. So mainly you have no right to assume that it wasn't mitztamek. So if it wasn't mitztamek, so mainly,
So you have to assume it was then the way it is now, and there's no shisha. So it could be this first kasha I asked is not shver, because they said it's not chametzichet adarabonon, but your assumption is a wrong assumption. You have to assume that the chelik was also on its stomach, even though we're groping, even though it's a darabonon, but the steiger is that the chelik is also on its stomach. So memela, so you have to assume what is now was before also. So memela, just like now there's no shishim, before there's also no shishim. Fine, okay, so that's good. I hear another ha'or on the ritve. There's a machloikis, the shach and taz, and could be it's a machloikis or rishonim. And this I had, there's a machloikis, the shach and taz, if I have, min beminoi, there's a suffix, there was a suffix, here, min beminai, ubishainai minai. A min shall issa fell into minai shall heta, and einai minai shall heta also. You have heta, yet issa fell into, let's make it interesting. Our case, you had chaylev that fell into boso, And reitev. Now, the basar is min b'minoi. The reitev is min b'sheinai minoi. So I have here, and I have a suffix shishim. So there's a machlokes, the shach and taz. What is the din over here? The taz says, amoyre de kekule. I have a suffix shishim. So min b'minoi min ha'teiris bottle. Mid ha'rabonon you need shishim. So it's a sobek shishim, she could be makel. That's what the Taz says. The Shach says, shema shemayim. You have here, if you have a sobek shishim, so memele, yeah, the minoi will be mutter min ha'teiris. It's only a sobek d'rabonon. But there's ene minoi here also. There's ain't a mina if you don't have shishim, so the reitim is also min ha'toyre. How could you say, as the mina, he says, a lashon salik shein a mina kemish einoi, and then it's min b'minoi, and it's a suffix shishim. What do you mean, salik es mina kemish einoi? Levice, I have ain't a mina, salik es ain't a mina kemish einoi. I have ain't a mina, and if there's no shishim, the reitim is also. Bekitza, the Taz says that a suffix shishim could be makel, even though I have ene mina here also, and according to the Shach, it can only be makel if you spill out the reitev. You'll spill out the reitev and make sure there's no more reitev, so now you can eat the minoi, because, I mean, atayres bottle b'roi, and there's a suffix, if there was shishim, so gabi the mina, it could be makel, but gabi the ene mina, you can't be makel. Now here the Ritva says in our Gemara that the whole svara of Ravashi was because it was a darabonon. The same Ritva said that we're speaking about chaylev and basar and reitev. We're speaking about reitev over here. He said he's speaking clearly about reitev. No, reitev is einay minoy. So where's the darabonon? So zaraya from the other zaraya to the Taz. Other, he means you'll spill out the reitev when all the whole din is only legabi the boss.
Zakt the Gemara weiter. Ha'hu palged the zaysa de tarbe, a half a zayis of chaylev, the nafal bedikula de bisre, it fell in, and also on a pot of basa. Sovar mar baravashi l'shiyurei betlosen palgi dezeisim. So mar baravashi said, if there's 30 half zeisim, can be mako, you don't need shishim. 30 is enough. Amalei, what was the svara? We'll see the svara was, because he said the issa that fell in is a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is only osa midarabonon. It's osa midarabonon, if they slice him, also enough. Also enough. Amalei abu lava minaloch leitizalzel b'shiyure derabonon. So svara told, listen, I mean, chatzi shir is osa midarabonon, but... You're not mezalzel b'shiurim by nisal darabonon. I mean, it's awesome. The rabbi needs shishim. Va'oid in number two, ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan chatzi shir awesome in atayr. First of all, your whole cheshbon is a kruma cheshbon because it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokis and Mesechtes Yume. If chatzi shir is awesome in atayr midarabonon, Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is awesome in atayr. So we're playing with an nisal diraisa. So zicher. You can't be makel and say becomes bottle bishloish. This is the whole Gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, betlos in palgid is aisi, mishim lehoyo kishir, since it was a chatzi shir, hoyim is alzo bibitu leiboy shishim. It's only a nisel darabon on chatzi shir. Leiboy shishim. So he told them, "Leitizalzo b'shiurim derabbanan klima. Afilu b'midi deloy mitzvah midi erais. Afilu it's not awesome in that Torah. Leitizalzo b'shiurim. Each of them is also. Va'oid in hamid erais also. The chatzis shir awesome in that Torah. The chatzis shir minaim. How do you know chatzis shir is awesome in that Torah? Tamalim kol chayla b'perik bas chadiyu. Fine. Now I'd like to say over." Rabbi Kivayga Zakashe, and then try a little bit to, perhaps to answer it. Rabbi Kivayga asks Amir de Kekashe, and I'd like to give a shtikel akdome, which we will have perhaps further in the sugya. There's Ashitas Rabbeinu Tam, further in Chulin, Nashitas Rashi in Psochim Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis that holds that if you have a Zayis of Heter that has a Tam of Issa, Al Taloche of Tam Keike Yoloike, which means as follows. Let's talk facts of life. You have a piece of bread, which is azayis. Let's say the Isurei Nozera azayis. And the bread was bailea a tam of wine. But the whole content of the bread is azayis. It's not more than azayis. That's the bread. When you taste it, you taste the wine. So Rashi Shita is, that's called tam ki ike deraisa, so you had a kezayis of wine. Because a kezayis of bread that tastes like wine is a tam kikya, so that it's nishapach, heter nishapach liyais issa. Becomes awesome in a Torah. That's Shita's Rashi. That's one Shita. There's another Shita that holds there's no such thing. Has for shalom. You have a kezayis of bread, and you have a tam of boso, that's a tam of yayin, that's less than his eyes. So in a teretz muta, you only had a chotzi shir of yayin, it's muta, you didn't have wine, it's muta. Tam, so memele, it's muta min a teretz, it's muta min a teretz, you don't have a kezayis, it's a chotzi shir, whatever chotzi shir is. Okay. Fragt Rabbi Kivayga, when he learned this Gemara, he had a tremendous problem. He said, Mal Baravashi, there was a chatzi zayis of chaylev that fell into the tafsh. Fine. Fragt Rabbi Kivayga, if you hold, like Rashi, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that hetel nishapach liyis isa, so if I have a zayis of bread that has a tam of wine, I'm loike, because that's called I had a zayis of wine. A zayis of bread that tastes like wine is like a zayis of wine. Hetel nishapach liyesisa. So he says he doesn't understand ma baravashi. He doesn't say what ma baravashi wanted to be mekel al tzchotzi shir. He had a shir. There was basar here. And the basar had a tam of chaylev. So it's an issa deraisa. What are you talking about chotzi shir? We have to go pilpo chotzi shir, the rabbonon deraisa. It's awesome in our Torah. Finished. That's according to those rishayim. And according to the Rishonim that hold, you don't say Nishapach. So he says, Say Bezoi, let there be a kizayis of chaylev. Here's the story. A half a zayis of chaylev fell into 30 zaysim of basar. 30 zaysim. Zut Rabbi Kivega, if you want to be, if you hold, you don't say Hetel Nishapach liyeis issa. You don't say that. So all these 30 zaysim have a little chaylev in it. But all of them are a chotzi shir. So you want to be makel by a chotzi shir. So a filo azayis fell in. But the lemait is only a chotzi shir here. Because you're eating up the basar that has a tam of chaylev. This basar, the chaylev was nispashit in 30 zaysim. The chaylev was nispashit in 30 zaysim of heta, right? So memele this, the, so safiliyev azayis of chaylev. But when you're eating the basar, we're talking about eat the basar now. If the chaylev asa the basar. So if you want to eat the basar, so he says in all 30 zaysim of basar, there's a chatzi zayis, there's a koshu of chaylev. So memele, so it should be mutter. So why did he, if you say that chatzi shir, it could be mezalzel b'shiurim, so you don't have to say the story that a chatzi zayis of chayla fell in. One zayis, two zaysim fell in. But when we come to the 30 zaysim of basar, there's a chatzi shir. So if, es memonav shech, if you're saying this hapach liyeis heter, so you can start off with a chotzi shir, and you're ending up with an issa d'oraisa. If you don't hold the sapach liyeis heter, which is a big mach, heter and sapach liyeis issa, so you can start with two zeisim, three zeisim, you're ending up with a chotzi shir. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. He buys my kasha. Fine. So let's just try to analyze the kasha. L'chayr is azoi. We're learning Rashi. Rashi holds Nisapach, Heta Nisapach Li Yisisa. This is Shitas Rashi, Daf Mem Dalet, in Psochem. So, L'chayre, according to Rashi, we just learned a Ritve that says that Rashi held that Talbe and Chaylev is Min B'minai. So it was a nice in town. So, Shalom Al Yisrael. So no problem. There's no problem over here. If you taste the issa, so the heta becomes issa. But here, if Rashi holds its min b'minoi, so you don't taste the issa, is Baruch Hashem. So kaponim, the Ritva said Rashi holds like that. Gebal. But let's not say shalom alai nafshi, but there are shittas that hold. I mean, the machaba paskins that chaylev and basar is min b'shein eminei. So it's min b'shein eminei. So memela. So then let's go to the second kasha. So it could be the second kasha of Rabbi Kivega, the Divrei David from the Nachlas David says a yesod. The Divrei David asks another kasha, and he asks a similar kasha, and he asks a kasha if it is min b'minoi, if it is min b'minoi, he asks a similar kasha. If it's min b'minoi, tarbe with bosa, it's min b'minoi. So what did he tell him? Chatzi shir is also min ha-toyre. But the boss says, "Ich habe mutter mit der Teig, es ist Bottle bereit." Why was he so firm with him? This is similar to Rabbi Kebeg's kasha. Yes, a kasha. It's if it's min b'minoi, tar ben bosos min b'minoi, so it's bottle b'roi, so memela, so what's, and he says, Rav said min b'minoi is b'shishim, and every min b'minoi min atayr is bottle b'roi, and you need shishim. So why was Ravash? Ravash knew about Rav. And Ravash says, well, it's only Nisa, Maba Ravash, it's only Nisa, the Rabbono, shloishim. What did he do with Rav? Rav said, min b'minoi is b'shishim, even though min b'minoi is zichra the Rabbono. He still needs shishim, it's the Rabbono. Zogt Divrei David, and Rabbi Kevego also mentions this for him. You don't look after the Taruvis. The Shaila is before the Taruvis. That was the svar of Maba Ravashi. If I start before the Taruvis, let's not go after the Taruvis. If before the Taruvis, it's an Isser D'Araise, some Emela, then you need Shishim. Then he wouldn't be bright. But if before the Taruvis, I'm starting off with an Isser D'Araponon, so then Memela, so he held it. And afterwards, it's also that. This Yesod, the Divrei David says in Betzema Bekevega the Monzit and Anot, the whole criteria is if you're Machmor, you're Mekel, you look Bishas Nefila. What happens later is irrelevant if it becomes Gringa later. That means we have a Memra of Rove. Rove said, Min Beminei Beshishim. Now Min Beminei Beshishim La Aloche is its bottle Beroiv. But you need shishim. But you need shishim. So the Divrei David asks, so what did Maba Ravashi do with Rav? It's a drabon, you needed shishim. And all of a sudden he came with a kula and he said, well, since it's a drabon, we'll be making with shloishim. So look, the Divrei David, the whole kula of Maba Ravashi was, you look at the Issa Bishas Nefila. If Bishas Nefila, I'm starting off with an Issa Darabonon, then you could be Mekel. I'm starting off with a Darabonon. Then you could be Mekel, be Botel Bishloishim. That was Baba Ravashi. And then his father told him, Rabbi Yid, you're wrong. First of all, Al-Tazalzu Bishuri Darabonon, and then Chatzi Shir's an Issa Daraisa. But that later it became a Darabonon, that's irrelevant. If I'm starting off with an Issa Daraisa, So that Rabbi Kevega's kasha, Rabbi Kevega asked, why do you have to talk about chatzi zayis tarbe? Speak about a zayis of tarbe, but all the boss is only also me the rabbono, because it's only a chatzi shir. That Baba Ravashi also knew. If I started off with a nisa de reis, it's irrelevant if it became a nisa de rabbono later. I'm starting off with a nisa de reis. The whole Kula Maba Ravashi was only by an Issa, he started off with an Issa de Rabbona. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shimon Barabe, Omar Rav Idi Bar, now we have a whole Megillah. Omar Rav Shimon Barabe, Omar Rav Idi Bar Idi Bar Gershon, Omar Levi Bar Prote, Omar Levi Bar Prote, Omar Reb Nachem, Omar Rebi Biriam, Bishim Zokin Echod, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, De Bei Nisiya Omru, Beye Besamach Asure. Yeva Beye is Issa, and Besamach is Asure. Besamach Va'achas Muteres. If there's Samach Aleph, it's Muter. If a beye is sure, samach is also, samach aleph is mutter. Now, let's just mention one thing. This loshen is a very unclear loshen. Beye besamach is also, besamach aleph is mutter. You can learn two ways. You can say beye besamach is also means it's 59 plus 1. So you don't have shishim. That means altogether you have 60 is also. Samach Aleph is mutter means if you have 60 and 1, then it's mutter. That's one way you could learn. Or you could learn Beye Besamach is also, you have 60 and 1 is also, and 61 and 1 is mutter. And Lemaise, we paskin like that. And what's the reason why we paskin like this? So there's a moira de kerosh. Because the Rosh says, by Beyim, you can't paskin with 60x, 60x connected one. Why not? Because Beyim do not have the exact size. You can't count 60 eggs and say they're shishim connected because the eggs, others are a little bigger, others are a little smaller. So Mamela Chazal did not want to be soimach on 60 eggs. 60 eggs are very misleading. It could be you're ending up with 59 and a half eggs. Could be you're ending up with 59 and a half because we don't know. You can't measure properly the 60 eggs does not necessarily mean shishim. So there's a svara to say, halacha we paskin like that you need 61 eggs. And 61 eggs, Chazal held that already, you zicha have your 60, you zicha have your shishim. Al kapana, we're going to have a whole shakl of Italian this. Do you need 61 plus 1 or 60 plus 1? Now, they said this lashon, they said, asosim dikiloshin. 60 is asa, 61 is mutter. Hearing such a loshin, it's very misleading. It could very well be 61 is mutter means 60 plus 1. 60 is asa means 59 plus 1. He said a very misleading loshin. Omar Rab Zeila Rab Shimon Barabba Re'ei Sha'ato Matlba Gvul Hete. Saying such a loshin, you're going to make a mishul. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Tavayim Mishmei de Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omri, two Gdoile Yadoir, before you, they said B'Shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Beye B'Samach Asure, B'Samach Ba'achas Muteres, V'Iboy Elohu, and they asked them, could you please clarify what you're saying? Besamach va'achas bahadididei? That when you say samach va'achas is mutter, does it mean 61 together with the Issa? So that means we're samach on 60 eggs of etta. Oitilma lebarminei, or means you're 61 plus the Issa. So they asked him, you said it's mutter and 61. Could you please explain what you're saying? V'loi poshit. He said, I don't know. I have this memory from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that he said this lush. I'm saying over this lush from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, but what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi means, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So Mamel said, yes to Mashaila. So when you said over this memory, Yosh Petadik already, when you said over the memory, so you should have added on, and I don't know pshat this memory. Say 61 is mutter, 60 is also, but I don't know what that means. You should say that. You just say a member is down. A liberal person is going to hear what you said. 61 is mutter. You know what that means? That means 60 plus 1. You don't talk like that. That was the time. Itma omer abchel b'yomar avun beye b'samach v'hi. Samach vehi asure. He takasas. 60 in this one is also besamach vaachas vehi muteres. Because the Gemara take paskins la loche. By eggs you need 61 plus 1. And this is the svara because it's very difficult to be mishaya. It's very difficult to be mishaya shishim with eggs. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, Re'ei Shata Mater Bo Gvul, Re'ei Mata Oise, Shloitate V'tach Shela Smuchim Alecha, Shata Mater Bo Gvul Atere B'Samach Vachas. You said 61 is Mutter, Ve'enoch Meforish, you don't elaborate the body, the day, does it mean with the Yisr, Il Mabar Minei, Vashoyim Im Yala Adatum, Ba'adi the day. And you say it's tam, then it's mutter. Havalahu Samach Beis. Then it's Samach Beis. Let us just see Taisvis. Biboilu Bishishim Be'echad Midulai Pirish Be'hedye Bishishim Ve'himu Teres. So Taisvis says, since it was, let's be medaic, he didn't say Shishim Ve'hi Muteres. Shishim together, vihi muteres, like a mifshid midi. The Shema, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, atzmai hu mesupik. So that's why he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to say. Midlapish bedye b'shishim vihi muteres, he didn't say shishim muteres, he can't be poishit. The Shema Yeshua ben Levi, hu mesupik. Mikosh, lakama kama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kolisum shebetere b'shishim, mamish, Bishishim shall hatter, my git bishishim and git minimim, Islam the Hosmish made the Kapora come along. A lot of the Kama bishishim also, Mashmishapa the bishishim shall hatter nami also. Of Islam name of the day, have a Messiah. He himself was Mesupik, if it's Shishim Vihi is also, Shishim Vihi is Mutter.